A love letter from the boss. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. David Siegel, age 77, founded and runs Westgate Resorts. It's a very successful timeshare company. And he recently sent a letter to all of his employees warning them that if Barack Obama is reelected, I'll just quote it to you here. If any new taxes are levied on me or my company as our current president plans, I will have no choice but to reduce the size of this company. I can no longer support a system that penalizes the productive and gives to the unproductive. My motivation to work and provide jobs will be destroyed, unquote. And yet, even as Mr. Siegel is agonizing over the economic climate, he and his wife are now building their dream home, which they described in a documentary.
I said, well, I'd like to have a bowling alley. And then he says, I want a health spa. And then I said, we need maid's quarters.
I forgot how many kitchens, 10 kitchens.
Two tennis courts, one will be a stadium court.
So by the time we both got what we wanted, now it's 90,000 square feet.
It's actually a replica of the Palace of Versailles. He knows this might strike some people the wrong way, but in his letter, he points out that he didn't start out rich. He started the business in his garage. He worked weekends. He lived modestly, drove an old, used car, never ate in fancy restaurants, never took a vacation, and put every dollar into his business. And so he's tired of a system that punishes workaholic entrepreneurs like him. And he's right. I would just note one thing, that he's in the luxury resort business. If everybody was a workaholic and avoided fancy restaurants and never took a vacation, David Siegel probably wouldn't be living in Versailles. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.